I begin, I would like to welcome to the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, and Father, I'm going to butcher your name, Father Javier de Castillo. It is Castillo, that's what I thought it was. Father, he is the head of the Midwest chapter of Opus Dei, correct? So he comes here from Chicago. He said it's just a little bit different. He's staying over at Christ the King. He said the traffic was a little bit different here than it was in Chicago. I expressed my shock. But once again, Father, welcome. He came here to celebrate Mass with us last night, to commemorate St. Jose Maria Escrivá, who was the founder of Opus Dei. Now today we celebrate St. Irenaeus of Lyon, who is one of my favorite saints. He actually came from the East, but of course he was the Bishop of Lyon in France. And in many ways, I think he exemplifies today's gospel. For today we heard something rather chilling from our Lord, where he says, many will say, Lord, Lord, who will not enter the kingdom of heaven? That's one thing that's rather shocking. It's like, well, somebody confesses that Jesus is Lord and they don't enter the kingdom of heaven, which I think is a real temptation in today's world. We think that as long as I believe in Jesus, as long as I just profess that he is Lord, then I will enter into the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus says it's much more than that. I can't just say, yes, Jesus is Lord, and then do whatever the heck I want. But rather, I must do the will of his Father in order to enter the kingdom of God. And of course, we see within his teaching what that all entails. Yes, of course, it does entail faith, but it also entails hope and love, and also following the moral law of God. St. Irenaeus was not a man who merely said, Lord, Lord, but of course did the will of his Father, the will of his heavenly Father. Irenaeus is best known for his treatise against heresies, in which he condemned the Gnostic heresy, which was so plaguing the church in his time in the second century. Now, what were the Gnostics? The Gnostics, they believed that Jesus was this figure who came and revealed this secret knowledge, or gnosis in Greek, that you used to somehow basically unlock the secret passcode into heaven. It was really weird, I'll be honest. And Irenaeus wrote against them. This is something that was really plaguing the church. He says, okay, I want to tell you everything that the Gnostics believe. And he goes through all of their beliefs. Now, to give you guys a little clue as to how crazy the Gnostics were, for many years, St. Irenaeus was the only source that we had for Gnostic belief. And some scholars would say that, well, Irenaeus, he was an enemy of the Gnostics, so of course he's going to try and make them look dumb. Well, then, in the 1940s, we found some Gnostic texts, and we found out Irenaeus had been telling the truth all along. But nevertheless, this was a very pervasive heresy that was really plaguing the church and leading them away from the truth. And he was telling the Christian faithful that this is not the teaching of the Lord. He said, because that was not the teaching of the holy apostles. The faith which we profess is the very same faith that the apostles themselves were preaching. And if anything contradicts what the apostles were saying, we must reject it as false. Why? Because the apostles knew Jesus personally. And we must not contradict the things that they said. Another quick note as to why I love St. Irenaeus so much is because he appeals to the apostolic authority of the church. For indeed, he says, all the bishops of the world can trace their lineage, if you will, not biological lineage, but their succession as bishops back to the apostles themselves. And he says, indeed, we could trace each and every one back to one of the apostles, but that would be too tedious to do in this treatise right now, So I will instead focus on that one church which presides over all the others in charity, that most venerable church which was founded by the apostles Peter and Paul, namely the church in Rome. And then he goes on to list all the popes, starting with Peter, all the way to the popes of his present day, testifying that, of course, among all the bishops, the one who has primacy is the Bishop of Rome. This comes from a saint of the second century and a man who eventually would shed his blood for Christ the Lord. He was not a man who merely said, "Lord, Lord," but he is one who did the will of the Heavenly Father and so entered into his glory.